Welcome, everyone, to the Beyond the Spiral podcast, episode 4. I'm your host, Ryan, a.k.a. The Tech Boy on Twitch, formerly known as Binary Conjurer on Twitter. We're here with our special guest, Pebbles. So this is a special episode of the Beyond the Spiral podcast, where we're going to be talking about the 5th anniversary Christmas Clash tournament. Well, we were formerly known as Christmas Clash. We changed over to Clash for simplicity. We have a complete article about why we do that, which is in one of our Ask Dual Circles. I believe it's Ask Dual Circle number 10. But we're not going to be talking about that today because we have much more spicy news, you could say. More formally about this tournament here, kind of things we've done in reaction to the changes to Wizard 101 in the fall update, as there's a lot of really interesting things they've done. Pebbles here is our expert, or one of our expert referees in the tournament, that's going to be explaining to us exactly what's different in the game, and then we'll go over more formal Christmas Clash changes that are a little less exciting. But we're going to go to the meat of all this right now.
Thank you, Ryan. First of all, thank you for inviting me to the podcast. Glad I could be here again, and so hyped for Clash tomorrow. Anyways, okay, let's see. Where are we starting? Okay, so since last time, there's been a lot of updates to the game. Since there's been a lot of changes, and it really has affected PvP and playing the game in general. So yeah, some of the biggest changes just overall are that there's the new Catacombs dungeon with the new Dragoon's gear, popular choices, and there have been many spell nerfs that have been added to the game, and also a new spell writing system, and I'll dive into all those details. So first things first, I'm going to talk about spell nerfs. So if you guys don't know, so there were 3 spell nerfs that happened. I don't know about how long ago, but it happened. The first one was Burning Rampage. For all these spells, I don't know the exact numbers, but I would just simplify. Burning Rampage was basically one tick longer or something, where like the damage just does it a turn later. It's supposed to be for like so people can counter it more, especially if you're second. The second spell change was Lore Master. Lore Master's damage was nerfed, and the Mantle and Weakness were reduced. It's still 4 pips, if anyone's wondering. And then the last one is Guardian Spirit is no PvP. These all 3 have big changes in PvP. A lot of them are like very essential spells, such as Guardian Spirit for life and different things. However, for Clash specifically, some of these things have a slight effect on the tournament, while the other ones don't have as much of a impact. For example, I don't think Guardian Spirit was a spell you could use in the tournament before. Anyways, it's no PvP now, so if you're a life wizard, I'm sorry, but it does in fact clash. Anyways, next one is Lore Master. It was slightly reduced to a certain extent, so some people still use it, some people don't use it. It kind of is useful in Clash. I would say it's one of the most potent balance spells people use. However, it was already limited to a certain extent, and now it is still has some limits, so we'll just have to see, will Balance Wizards still use Lore Master even with its slight nerf and slight reduce in usage that we can have for the tournament. And then the last one is Burning Rampage, which also had like a limit use in the tournament, but it's still an option to use, so we'll just have to see what different strategies people use now with Burning Rampage changes. I'm super excited to see that. So yeah, those were the spell changes. Next up on the list is, I guess I'll talk about the fall update in general. So the fall update in general brought a lot of changes, 2 of them being the Catacombs dungeon and the spell writing system. So I think I'll start with the spell writing stuff first. So first of all, currently in the game, there are 6 spell writing spells, 4 of them which are available, 2 of them which are apparently bugs of sorts, which are the ones that you can do are Daybreaker, Nightbringer, Reindeer Knight, and Krampus, and then the 2 that are like there for some reason are Frostbeetle and Leprechaun, which I don't know why. But anyways, so those are all available through the spell writing system. we'll just have to see if people use it. I have, from my experience in PvP, almost nobody has most of these spells spell-righted. The only thing is, we'll just have to see if people use it. The one thing that was noted with the spell-righting spells is that for, like, what is it, Reindeer Knight and Krampus, if you spell-right the spell, you can no longer TC Enchanted, which is really interesting. So we'll have to see if we're going to see spell-righted spells. I don't think we'll see Reindeer Knight in a 1v1 tourney, but we'll just have to see. Krampus, possibly. We'll just have to see. The ones I'm excited to see are Daybreaker and Nightbringer. I've seen those in a few like ranked matches or tourneys and stuff, and those can be really good spells, and it might be unexpected. So we'll just have to see how that goes. Those, I would say, if you're an audience member for the tourney, watch out for Daybreakers and Nightbringers. Those will be super exciting to see. And then, okay, so that's the spell writing system. We'll just have to see what spell writing spells come out in the future. But for now, those are what they have for the Clash 2019. I don't even know what year it is anymore. Anyways, let's see, what do we have next? Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, so the other part of the update was the Catacombs dungeon. And the Catacombs dungeon came out with a lot of new gear of sorts. And that's super exciting because then it's not always the same gear as it's been over the last few years in general. So yeah, a lot of people have been checking out the new dungeon, farming the new gear. To a certain extent, a lot of a certain amount of the gear is better, and other it is like depending on your school. So you just have to see. I know a popular item is the boots, so we'll probably see Dragoon's boot pretty often, but we might see other pieces of gear like the hat or the ring or the robe. We'll just have to see what happens. Those do bring up some very interesting things in the changes of people's stats, as for example, the robes do not have damage but do increase the health a lot. So we'll just have to see if people choose to wear the robe or not for that stat increase, even though it doesn't have any damage. I've seen many ice wizards use it, and it has gotten them up to 9,900 health. So we'll just have to see if we'll see ice wizards with a ton of health rocking the new gear, and also see how it has an effect on people's choice of spells. And then let's see, last thing, just one other little detail is that with the new just with changes and updates, Sinbad Horde Pack came out, what was it, a few months ago at this point now. So with that update, they did have different wands, which are very popular among players, and almost everybody has it. There was the one wand that they did add in the game for death originally, and then they removed it, and then they brought it back in temporarily for those who bought it. So some people might have that rare wand that is like not in the game anymore for death from the Sinbad pack, but just for schools in general, that wand is really good, and it is a good choice of wand that you can use in the tournament, as even though it does have a make cast, as it says in the rules, you can use it because it has a no PvP make cast. So we'll just have to see how the Sinbad wands do. So yeah, with all those changes that have happened in Wizard 101, we'll just have to see how this tournament turns out. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Some of the biggest things I'm looking forward to are possible uses of Daybreaker and Nightbringer and the new gear. So yeah. Anything that I missed, Ryan?
I think it covered pretty much all of what the game itself has done. A lot of great changes and a lot of changes that are included in our tournament. As in the past, we've mainly done a lot of bans, as the changes are just not really easy for us to adapt, as they break our form of balance that we've established over the years. And it's nice to see new changes and for a new meta to arise.
Yep, we'll just have to see what schools are good. Like, I think a popular technique we'll see nowadays is blade stacking, and some of the best schools that have been doing, like, the schools that have been doing the best I've seen a lot often are ice and, like, death, and then, like, myth has been doing good, but we'll just have to see how they go around with the new clash rules, because clash rules are slightly different than how regular PvP works, so we'll just have to see what school does the best, and I'm looking forward to seeing the tournament. I guess I'll just hand off it all to Ryan.
That's it for Pebbles. He joined us on...
Yeah.
Giving us Ryan, an update about the the game and the meta side of that, and I'll be finishing up talking about the class-specific things that are a bit outside of the meta.
Thank you for the invitation again.
No problem, no problem. Thanks for joining. All right, so let's get on more in particular to the details of Christmas Clash 2018, the fifth anniversary Clash. So one of the headlining things that we're doing is we're taking a game mode from every year that we've used in the past. There will be four game modes that we're going to extract that are our best game modes that we really want to do and to showcase again and celebrate kind of the whole history of what we've done. Of course, those are a secret. And then the last game mode in round five, the finals, is a completely new game mode that we have made up, and I hope everyone will like that. So that's the general premise about game modes. There will be game modes in this tournament. Four out of the five will be reused game modes that are pretty fun and pretty exciting to play. And last one is completely new. In terms of big changes, we made a pretty big change in rebanning Sion, as in last tournament, in Luel 19, we had a lot of issues with people using the spells, and we got a lot of really undesired and unsatisfied matches in last year. So based on the feedback there, we decided to ban it until they formally get rebalanced in-game or some other change that makes them more viable to use. They are cool spells, but they're just a little tad bit too powerful to be used in a completely fair situation. As formerly mentioned, Kingsall did decide to change the balance of a few spells. So we have it where Rampage is no longer completely banned. I believe this has been one of the spells that have been banned for the longest, possibly since Clash 15. Now it just has a one per reshuffle limit, as it has a 3-round grace period compared to a 2-round, which made it a lot harder to counter. And of course, with the Lore Master nerf, we decided to change the 2-round cooldown that we had before into a 1-round cooldown. And of course, as mentioned before, since Guardian Spirit is now no BVP, at least for the time being, it has been formally removed, quote-unquote, from our rules, as that would be redundant. So, but that doesn't change really anything in the grand scheme of things, but just as an additional note. So one of the most interesting changes that we've done in this tournament is to formally introduce a predetermined list of penalties for all rule infractions. There's a long list, so I'm only going to go over a few of them that are pretty interesting. So let's start off with. So for any infractions based on equipment stats, where you go over our limits, you'll just be disqualified. Disqualified upon a secondary check that the referee will do after the match has begun to see if you've played any funding business. So in that case, that's a clear DQ, as we just can't have that. And the same applies for Makecast wands, but they're a little different. So if the Makecast does trigger, you get disqualified. If it doesn't trigger, you'll get a 2-round pass forced upon you. For some banned spells, we have a couple different rules here. So, for example, for Elucidate and Simplify, if you cast a spell that has an Elucidate Simplify, for the next two rounds, you cannot use any defensive spells like heals, disarms, debuffs, or shields. And then any additional rule infractions will get you disqualified. So in this case, we're being a little more forgiving in the vein that, hey, if you break a rule, we're going to have some penalties, but you're not going to be disqualified from that. You still have a chance to make a comeback in case you mess up, which can happen on some of the other spells. So things like Elucidate Simplify are arguably much, like, you kind of have to put effort in towards doing that. But if you somehow do that on that or a bunch of other spells, you'll be kind of forgiven. But let's see. So some other spells have some other things. So Beguile is just a straight disqualification. The Eye of Bartleby, back to spells, which those are the one pips of spells, in case you're unaware what the Eye of Bartleby dispels are. So in this case, for 3 rounds, you cannot use any defensive spells, heals, disarms, debuffs, or shields. And then the two pip reshuffles, you'll have a 2-round pass, and then you cannot use reshuffle anymore if you use that. Of course, Science spells are straight off disqualification. And most of the other spells are disqualification. We have a couple exceptions. Of course, if you want to read the full list of them, which I do recommend doing that, I recommend going to dualcircle.com/rules to see the full list of rules, and particularly these new predetermined penalties, as they're very interesting. Just remember, most off air bit will still disqualify you, but there's a few that are that do have some exceptions that are a little leeway to kind of make it where you just don't get straight out DQ'd. But of course, if you do another rule infraction, you will be disqualified. Next up is another move to empower the participant. So now the participant knows particularly what kind of penalties there are if you do rule infractions. And now the participant has a power to dispute a match, particularly by challenging a match. So the idea is, if let's just say they feel that the referee that deemed judgment on the match was whether incorrect or they misapplied a rule or just some decision you didn't really fully agree with, and you wish to challenge the match as loser of that match, you get to go ahead and click on a little button on the match, and it will notify us, and we'll go, hey, we'll take a look at the VOD, and then we're going to do a second review. So the idea is there is an extra chance in case a match was misjudged. So like, and this can happen sometimes if the match was decided by decided at time, or there it's a more complicated than just A person one B versus B person one. But this could be really for anything. Like after the match is over, if you feel like a match should be challenged, it will be taken over to the Dual Circle Leadership Team, which is our new name for the organizers, and we will review it and give you a final verdict. So recently we announced that we now have a public Dual Circle community server. And this community server is where anyone in the community can go and join us, talk to us, and chill. It's also the place where we group up our participants and have it where we can communicate with them. And in addition, in years past, we've had this little bracket channel that says, hey, this is where your match is, and this is who the referee is assigned to you. So like the participant can know who is their referee, and then vice versa. Just recently made an automated system through a Discord bot called Manderbot that will automatically make this list of all the matches and who the refs are, and it allows the participants to do the challenge. So there's a little button where when a match is over and you as a participant feel like your match wasn't judged in a fair way, in your opinion, then you can go and challenge the match and get it to have a second review, and the bot will notify us. But most importantly, though, basically it's just a new way to see the bracket in Discord, and the referees will be able to update the bracket, so we can report the score, and you can immediately see the results on the website, which is dualcircle.com/bracket. So you'll see the results over there instantaneously. So it's a lot faster for everyone. So people that are outside of that may not be in the server will be able to see, oh, hey, match one has been decided. It's, you know, this person has won there. And you can see the progress of the bracket being updated instantaneously on the website. In the past, we've been really slow with that, as we had to do everything very manual, where we had to get people to tell us the results. Then we had to update the results in multiple places. It was really nasty. But now we've made, particularly I have made a Discord bot that has automated the process. There's a lot of other cool things as well that will be revealed on the streams that will be happening tomorrow. Or particularly tomorrow of when this has been recorded, as right now is a day before the Christmas Clash tournament. As the Christmas Clash tournament is, of course, happening at December 21st and December 22nd. Of course, if you may be wondering who exactly is streaming the tournament of Christmas Clash, the 5th anniversary tomorrow, and that would be, of course, me, the Tech Boy, which will be at twitch.tv/thetechboy. And of course, it will be for our second streamer will be Shadowhorn. So that will be at twitch.tv/shadowhornGG. You can, of course, find all these links over on our website at dualcircle.com/clash. Our shotcasters may be curious. So for me, it would be Potato Wizard, which is a pretty cool dude, along with our other awesome, cool shotcaster, Lightweight Tiger, 93. 93, yeah. And then Shadowhorn will be joined with the world famous Mozzie and Lion and Nick Lionrider. A lot of really cool streams. Check out the website for more information, of course, as that will have all the links for everything you need to know on dualcircle.com/clash. Of course, thank you everyone for listening to the Beyond the Spiral episode 4, where we talk about the 5th anniversary clash, some of the meta changes that happened in the game, and a little bit about the tournament was changed within itself. A lot of cool things that's happening. I hope to see you all on game day. And if you're watching the future, then let me know how the tournament went. Let me know how the tournament. Anyhow, thank you everyone for watching, or particularly listening, and see you in the next episode of the Beyond the Spiral podcast.